Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction is a One Piece character study about the Marine Admiral Borsellino. It was created for Marines Week 2022, based on the Deja Vu prompt for Day 6. This is The Brighter the Light, the Darker the Shadow, by Jolie. The cold air wormed its way through the room, its web of ice squirming into every crevice of his throat, skin cracking and slicing every time he coughed. Borsellino lit another cigarette, the smoke lazily trailing upwards as he lifted a hand to scratch under his hat. His frozen eyelashes did little to entice his gaze away from the transponder snail in his palm. The poor thing was shivering, and Borsellino vaguely recalled something about how the snails can't withstand temperatures below a certain degree. A degree he assumed had been far beyond surpassed at this point. He rubbed his thumb over its shell in a vain attempt to warm it up. This mission was supposed to be in and out. Had he known, he'd end up snowed in on his own ship, where the only heating consisted of the stove in the kitchen, he would have insisted Kuzan go in his place. He rolled the cigarette in his mouth, letting it dangle precariously from his lips. Outside, the stark white of the ongoing snowstorm contrasted with his candlelit office, his lone light source. He supposed he could illuminate the space with his power, but he wasn't one to stray from the path of least resistance. So all there was to do was wait until the snail warmed up enough to receive calls. Borsellino could charge out there in the storm, dash in a dizzying flash, and kick the pirates until blood stained the snow. But then he'd get his shoes dirty, and that'd be a pain. He could go about it a little less violently, take the soldiers stationed with him, and arrange a coordinated attack. But then he'd have to come up with a plan, and that'd be a pain too. To the civilians currently held hostage by said pirates, these pains would surely seem like luxuries. His lips pulled into a lopsided smile. Oh well. No orders, no action. What could he do? Thousands of civilians were killed every day, and thousands of pirates captured as well. But he only brought one nice pair of dress shoes. A resounding thud broke his thoughts. The door of his office slamming open against the wall as a flurry of wind darted inside and extinguished the candles. The resulting darkness left Borsellino's figure framed by the light that bled in through the window behind him. Only the feeble glow from his cigarette gave any indication of where his face was. For a man made of light, he took to the shadows with ease.
"Sir," panted the soldier.
"Vice Admiral Borsellino, sir,"
he corrected, his body instinctively stiffening into the Marine salute. Clutched in his hand was an oil lantern, the flame long since doused by the snow. Borsellino couldn't help but look at it. The sniveling sailor struggled to close the door, his full weight barely enough to force it shut. Sweat and melted snow mixed indiscriminately as he fumbled with a lighter from his pocket in a desperate attempt to create some sort of light, to give some sort of form to the beast in front of him.
I brought you this."
He swung the lantern up with a sheepish smile, his hair stuck to his head in a web of tangled strands that reminded Borsellino of a drowned rat.
"Here, I'll just..."
The soldier crept forward, his teeth clenched and movements careful as if he would activate a trap by stepping on the wrong piece of wood, and gently placed the lantern down on Borsellino's desk. But no response came, Borsellino's face remaining impassive as he rested his head upon his folded hands, watching the sailor down his nose as a cat would eye a struggling mouse it had pinned by the tail. The soldier squirmed under his stare, the thump of his heartbeat loud and clear through Borsellino's observation hockey. Finally, the dam broke. The sailor's feelings poured out all at once in a wave of desperation.
While I'm here, I figured I'd ask, Vice Admiral Borsellino, sir, if there's anything I could do to, speed up the process. I'm sure you're doing all that you can."
He raised his hands in reassurance, or perhaps defense.
But time is of the essence, of course, and my family, they... Well, I was hoping you could...
Borsellino's chair creaked as he edged forward ever so slowly, the flame of the lantern dancing in his blank eyes. He smirked, lips pursing as he responded nonchalantly.
I'm afraid I can't see you very well over there, lighting and all, you understand. Do you come a bit closer?
The soldier perked up, eager as he stepped forward, a mouse now unknowingly dangling a whisker away from the gaping maw of its predator.
There we go,
Borsellino replied pleasantly, taking a drag of his cigarette before blowing the smoke in the soldier's face, earning him a stiffened cough in response.
I understand your concern, certainly.
Borsellino leaned back in his chair, hand waving in the air as if discussing the weather.
But you see, this poor little snail here can't move much in this cold, much less receive a call. And I can't exactly act without my orders now, can I?
He flashed a sweet smile, words dripping with the facetious honey of mock sympathy. The mouse wriggled in his grasp, squeaks bouncing off the walls of the room.
I could warm it up. Perhaps the stove in the kitchen would help, and I can wrap it up in a blanket. That would work, right? I'll be back as soon as the snail receives orders.
Oh, why yes, that... Could work.
Borsellino rubbed his chin thoughtfully, as if the idea had never crossed his mind before this very moment.
That's something you can take care of, isn't it?
He gestured broadly with his arms at his empty desk, save for the snail and the oil lantern.
As you can see, I'm quite a busy man.
His lips curled into a lazy smile.
So you wouldn't mind helping me with this, would you?
Of course not, Vice Admiral, sir. I'll be right back.
The mouse eagerly took the snail, bursting out of the room with only a quick salute. The door heaved shut behind him.
Poor thing, mused Borsellino. He really thinks it'll make a difference.
Alone once again, he regarded the oil lantern on his desk. The feeling of frost sinking its teeth into his bones was all too familiar. A memory of days long past crept up, far removed but never quite forgotten. A breeze caused a curtain to flutter like the turning pages of a book. He shuddered. He told himself it was from the cold. Legs shaking like a newborn deer, Borsellino gripped the desk and rocked it back and forth, testing the balance of his makeshift table. It wasn't perfect, but it would do. He stumbled back to his box, his joints barely making the journey as he dragged his blackened, frostbitten feet across the snow. He flopped back down, the notes he was currently writing lightly dusted with snow. His pencil stuttered across the grooves of his desk, the sound of his scribbles occasionally broken by a sniff, a sneeze, and a wipe under his nose, the skin rubbed raw. In that little corner of the world, the fire from his lamp, his only companion, Borsellino clung to hope. One day he'd have shoes on his feet, some sleeves on his arms, and some pants on his legs. One day he'd have more to eat, too. Today's meal was some scraps of bread and a half-frozen bowl of soup that he scarfed down in seconds. It barely sated him. When he grew up, he wanted to try one of those... What were they called? Bananas? He read about them in a book once. They grew in warm, tropical areas. He thought they looked yummy. Hunger was all he had ever known. Hunger for more food. Hunger for knowledge. The latter was even more ravenous than the first. Overdue library books littered the floor like autumn leaves. He hadn't been able to make the trip out to town for a long time anyway. Borsellino turned the page, greeted with a tender illustration of a family embracing, angels on the edge of the page smiling softly at their reunion. And they lived happily ever after. Tears stung his dry skin as they slithered down, freezing before they could take the leap off his chin. Hope was painful. He knew that. But he couldn't help it. It was the only thing that kept him going. Was that so bad? He gently set the book down, reaching for the next in his pile. On the cover stood the proud logo of the Marines. His blistered fingers traced the arcs. Inside, a picture of cheering sailors greeted him as they hoisted their noble flag upon a sunny beach. Around them stood children, their beaming smiles rivaling the sun. He felt a knot twist in his throat again. His dirty fingernails dug into the fabric of his hat as he tugged it over his eyes. An attempt to stop the tears, but an attempt to block out the world for a moment just as much. The darkness was comforting, but sooner or later, he'd have to face the light again. It was unbearably bright. The fire reflected off the snow to bathe his world in blinding orange as it grasped towards the moon with trembling arms. Borsellino's breath hitched in his throat, ragged gasps evaporating into the air. He clutched a book to his chest, the only one he was able to salvage from what used to be his home. Nearby, he could still hear the pirates. The stench of alcohol hung in the air as they pranced around the fire as if making a sacrifice. Their shadows constricted over his form. Their laughter assaulted his ears. Between the flickering light, the book's title was just barely visible. Justice. He scampered through the snow, heart banging in his chest. Each step, each breath, each gust slicing through him was agony. Tears and snot laid frozen on his chapped skin. The thuds of his footsteps reverberated in his head. By the time he reached town, he was a pathetic, quivering thing, still clutching his book as if it were his life force. Between heaving sobs, shambling through the streets, he began to beg for help, his voice barely a squeak above the howling winds.
Please, there are pirates and...
A gasp, the rush of feet to go somewhere, anywhere else but in his presence. Hushed whispers of the waif sailed on currents of the air to his ears.
No, you don't understand. The pirates, they...
Silence. Downcast eyes, not daring to meet his own.
I need you to call the Marines. My house, it...
A mother shielded her children from him, turned them away as if he was simply too wretched to even contemplate.
I have nowhere else to go.
Doors slammed shut, curtains drawn over windows. Tall legs stepped over his feeble frame on their way to work. The world spun by in an indistinguishable blur of snow. He could hardly be sure he wasn't stumbling in circles, begging the same people over and over again, please, 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 someone help me. A flash of blue. The distinctive arcs of the Marine logo slipped by in his peripheral vision. The symbol he had seen so many times in his books, his hope. He staggered to the soldier and gripped his pants with peeling, bloodied hands. Specks of blood contaminated the white of his uniform.
Please,
Borsellino wheezed out.
There's...
Pirates. I know, kid. The soldier's pristine glove hand hovered over Borsellino for a moment, before he gripped his shoulder and moved him away from his pants. You've caused quite a ruckus around here, you know.
But...
Borsellino gasped and choked, the words stuck in his throat. There, there, little buddy, the soldier said. Let me break it down for you, okay? The bad guys are all over at your house, right? Well, all the good guys are here, you see, in town. And if I send the good guys over to get the bad guys, but they weren't there, do you know what would happen? Borsellino gazed up at the soldier, towering over him now. He appeared as no more than a wiggly outline of a man, an idea of a soldier rather than a real one through Borsellino's tears. Well, the bad guys would come here, and with less good guys to protect the town,
all these nice town folk would be in danger. And we can't exactly let that happen now, can we?
This couldn't be right. This couldn't be justice. This couldn't be what the Marines stood for, could it? Surely it was just this soldier. The others would listen to his plea. He just needed the right people to...
I'm sorry, but we've been ordered to stay here, so run along, you hear?
The soldier made a motion as if to shoo off a stray, then turned coat. Beneath the fog of Borsellino's heavy breath, the justice upon his back appeared hazy.
Poor thing,
he heard the soldier muse to himself. He really thought it would make a difference. Borsellino tilted his head to the sky, a pleasant blue, the sun shining indifferent upon his world. His hands flung up to his hat in a flash, desperately pulling it over his eyes, the dead weight of his book dropping with a thump. Even through his hat, the rays of the sun burned through, illuminating the vision behind his eyelids with plastered colors. He inhaled as much as his little lungs could muster and screamed.
The years had fluttered by like the pages of the books he once studied so earnestly, and before he knew it, here he was, Vice Admiral Borsellino.
When did he stop believing he could make a change? A dull burn brought him back to the present, the dying embers of his cigarette having long since fallen on his fingers. He hadn't even noticed. His eyebrows furrowed involuntarily, the light having brought back memories he'd rather forget. Back then, he truly believed only individual Marines could be rotten. The system itself was an altar to which he permitted no sacrilege. His devil fruit became the method by which he lit the candles for worship, the shadows cast willfully ignored. Did a rotten system create rotten Marines? Or did rotten Marines create a rotten system? And where did he fit into it all? A product or a contributor? Borsellino leaned forward, disposing of the butt of his cigarette with a flick, and blew out the lantern. His eyes were overtaken by the shadows of the room, not yet adjusting to the remaining dim light of the outside world. In the dark, all things were indistinguishable. The hand in front of his face had no more form than the desk, the door, the lantern. He couldn't tell where he ended and where the shadows began. Without light, they were one and the same. The end.
This has been The Brighter the Light, the Darker the Shadow by Jolie. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.